stuff. You're going to hear some of our best work, some of the stuff that we've done in the past. And then we'll come back and I will be face paint. That's just good. Listen, you don't like that? I don't want to know you. That's good. Ack, 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 ack. That's Billy Joel. Jay's picking the music
there. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Tonight, LaToya Jackson.
That's all you have to say.
Tonight on the Animal Planet, she got a special coming out called Michael Jackson and Bubbles, The Untold Story.
Oh, my God.
In case you are just waking up from a 14-year coma, Bubbles was Michael Jackson's monkey. Chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Companion.
Little Bubs.
Here's a
I'm
clip.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Bubbles more than anything else.
How strange is it that her and Michael and Janet have the exact same voice?
I know.
And, of course, on my way here, I couldn't help but to think, geez, how big is he? Is his personality the same? Has he changed very much? I would love to know if Bubbles still remembers me, because it's been about 20-something years now since I've seen him last. Bubbles was very...
She sounds so much like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It's very similar voices sounding when they talk.
Mannerable. He was very human-like. Of course, the apes are human-like anyway to begin with, but Bubbles was a little bit more so than the rest of them because he was raised around our family, around us, eating at the tables with us, doing everything
eating
that we
at the tables,
asking for
taking
his
shower,
bathing
with us,
going in
the
refrigerator and getting in and having whatever he wants.
Whoa! So here she is in an emotional reunion. With Bubbles.
Bubbles?
Mm-hmm.
Bubbles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yes. Hi, Bubbles.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Bubbles.
Hi.
You know I miss you.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you in ages, Bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Don't know who you are.
Do you remember me?
Nope. I don't.
Bubbles?
Yes. Hello.
Do you remember me, Bubbles?
I don't.
I like you do.
I don't.
Do you, Bubbles?
Oh, okay, I do. I do. I do.
Bubbles?
Yes.
Bubbles?
Yep.
Oh, I want to kiss you. I want to hug you.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Please. Don't. Oh, don't cry. Don't. Please don't cry. Please don't cry. Please don't cry. Please don't cry.
Oh, my gosh.
Please don't cry.
You remember me, don't you?
I do. Oh, I do remember you. I do remember you. Oh, it just came back to me. I know you now. You're LaToya. Craig, you want to get her out of here? Get her out of here. Yeah. I remember you.
I remember me, don't
yeah,
you?
I do. I do, Craig. Get her out of here. I remember. Craig, out of here, please. Get her out, please. Thank you.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking.
Oh, come on.
Don't you know a joke when you hear
one? Oh, please.
Oh, man.
It's funny. LaToya had a handler.
Yeah.
Craig.
My goodness.
Craig.
No, it was Bubbles that had the handler. Bubbles needs
Bubbles?
The handle. Yes.
Bubbles?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Bubbles.
I'm a chimpanzee. I don't have a hearing problem.
I can't talk either,
I can hear
by
you.
The way.
I miss you. I
miss
haven't seen you in ages, Bubbles.
I don't know who you are.
Do you remember me?
No.
Bubbles?
Yes.
Do you remember me, Bubbles?
No, I don't. I don't.
Like you do.
I don't.
Do you, Bubbles?
Don't. You're hugging me tightly.
Oh. Bubbles?
Yes.
Oh. Bubbles. Oh. Oh, I want to kiss you. I
don't,
want
no,
to
no, 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 don't, don't,
I don't like the way she says, Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Why do I think? Why do I think that if I watched the video of this, I'd probably cry?
Oh, my God. I probably would, too.
Probably
did you ever see
would.
That Christian the Lion,
of
the reunion?
Of course, L.O.B. Of course.
Now that is an animal reunion. Mm-hmm. That was the most beautiful thing
I cried at my desk for 15 minutes.
Weird.
I showed that video to like everyone
I
know.
I love it.
I cried so hard.
How would she know if Bubbles even remembered her?
Did they hug or something, I wonder?
I don't know. You'll have to watch Animal Planet.
Everyone.
You have to watch Animal Planet tonight and watch Michael Jackson and Bubbles, The Untold Story.
Latoya.
Bubbles slaps her butt.
No, it's Michael Jackson. It's called Michael Jackson and Bubbles, The Untold Story.
It's about their
told
affair.
By Latoya.
Told through the eyes of Latoya Jackson.
Oh, boy. She's such a drama queen.
That was a little dramatic, I thought.
Very.
Bubbles?
Yes.
Bubbles?
Yep. I hear you. I
so annoying.
Don't have a hearing issue.
Yeah, if you love me so much, where you been for 20 years?
I know.
Bubbles?
Yes.
Bubbles?
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, Bubbles.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Bubbles.
Hi.
You know I miss you.
Okay. I don't know
you. I haven't
where
seen
you,
you in ages, Bubbles.
I know. Why now? Why?
Yep. I was just waiting for my brother to pass away and exploit his death, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bubbles?
Yep.
Bubbles?
Yes.
That's
I hear you.
One.
Do you remember me, Bubbles?
I want to kiss you, Bubbles.
You've asked me 12 times if I remember you.
And I wonder how many times she says Bubbles.
And I can't talk.
45.
Either. I can't speak.
Me, no speaking.
I don't speak English.
You understand that?
I don't speak Crazy Jackson.
Yes, I don't. I don't. I never did. I still don't.
I got trapped by this guy.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years ago.
Right. I
haven't been able to get out of here.
A handler named Craig. Mm-hmm. Who didn't listen to a thing I say?
Amazing.
I'm talking to Craig for 20 minutes saying, can you please help me with this? Usher someone out of here. Can I say it a different way for you, Craig?
Oh, I want to kiss you. I
don't do
you
that.
Anymore.
I don't want you to.
Because you're so big.
All right. Oh, you're squeezing me really tight. Oh, my God, it's so tight. Like, okay. Yeah, okay, I do.
It's so weird.
Creepy.
Bubbles.
Okay, thank you. Craig, Bubbles. Can you please, with Latoya, to
you
the
remember me, don't you?
Front entrance.
Look at you.
Thank you.
Look at you.
You're so big.
Look at you.
Ooh, you're so big.
Okay.
Just leave it up to
see you, Mikey.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
You guys want to do Tuesday Tutors?
Oh, please.
It's Tuesday. Let's do Tuesday Tutors. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Let's feel dumb.
You're feeling extra stupid today.
Yeah.
I'll start easy.
Well, let me explain. Tuesday Tutors is a little game that we play. And you go to MikeyShow.com. A little button there says Tuesday Tutors. And you click on Tuesday Tutors. Mm-hmm. And you tell us what your questions are for your kids that are between K and 8th grade. Okay. Kindergarten and eighth.
So if you guys know the answer, say your names.
Okay.
We use our name as a buzzer.
Yep.
How many sides does a trapezoid have?
Lauren.
Four. Yes!
Whoa!
Nerd!
Way to start this off right!
Nerd!
Man, good
nerd!
Job.
I was like thinking seven.
What is that? A trapezoid. Is it a
geometric? When all angles
I think it looks like
it's a shape.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. It's a shape.
Yeah. It's almost like a gold bar.
Yes, that's exactly
shaped like a gold bar.
It's like a gold. It's exactly like a golden bar.
That's why I knew what it looked like.
That's what our chocolate was made of.
Idiot.
Gosh. Okay. Who was the first president to be impeached?
Mike. Bill Clinton.
No.
Oh,
Woods.
What?
Tricky Dick Nixon.
No.
Tricky Dick Nixon.
Really? Anybody else?
Andrew Johnson.
Oh.
Didn't know there was a president with that
Me
name.
Neither.
Yes, you did.
I knew Andrew Jackson.
I totally went to high school with that dude.
I bet you did.
Andrew Johnson?
I knew Andrew Jackson, too. Wow, we're really stupid.
Yeah. One and one. That's not bad.
He's shortstop for
Andrew
the Marlins,
Johnson,
right?
Andrew Johnson, yeah.
What is the largest...
It's Andrew Johnson, the Magnetic Zeros, right?
That's it. Yep. All right, third question. What is the largest South American country by area?
Woods. Brazil.
Yes!
Yeah. Look at you, Woodsy.
There you go. All right, I'm going to make it a little bit harder. What are the six layers of the Earth in order?
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Lauren,
this is third grade. Oh.
Six layers.
Mm-hmm.
This third grade question.
The core.
No, wait, you're going from the
you're
center
from outer.
Up.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can. That's fine, right?
Yeah, whatever. The crust.
Wait, so you went from the core of the earth to the crust of the earth?
Yeah. Okay. Wait, I'll be impressed if you...
All right, fine.
That's not in order.
Let's try all together.
Six,
that's not
right?
in order.
How many are there?
I'm starting the outside now.
Okay, fine.
The crust. Mm-hmm. Okay. The outer core. You're not going in order, but if you can name all six,
sure.
I'll give it to you. The inner core.
Uh-huh.
The core. Yep.
Say the core more.
No, there's not a
the
core.
Marine
there's
core.
Only
marine,
the outer
the marine
core.
Layer.
The epicenter.
No.
The epicenter is where an earthquake happened.
Magma.
What about the cream filling?
No.
Magma?
No.
What about custard?
Creme brulee.
No. You got three out of six,
yeah.
but I'm not going to give it to you because you
core,
wouldn't
core, inner core crust, the sauce, the mushrooms,
the dirt,
the peppers.
Lithuania.
Lithium.
No.
Lithuania.
John Lithgow.
John Lithgow.
What?
Lithograph.
Lithograph.
Lithocell.
Lithosphere.
Lithosphere.
Edward Sharpe and the lithospheres.
Lithospheres.
Magnosphere.
Asthenogram.
Asthenogram.
Third graders know this?
And mesosphere.
Oh, perfect.
Well, the person that emailed me this, because you can go and send it to MikeyShow.com, mm-hmm. just submit your questions, and they said it was third graders.
I can't believe that.
That's insane.
I know. Okay, so what are you? Two for two?
No. One and a half.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
One and a half for three.
You have more? How many more?
Yeah.
You have a lot?
Yeah,
I'm having fun.
Okay.
I'll tell you when I start to get really bored.
Okay. What does the S stand for in Harry S. Truman?
Oh, gosh.
Mikey.
Mike.
Stella.
Lauren.
Stella! Lauren.
Seymour?
No.
Seymour Butts?
Woods.
Woods.
Salvatore.
It stands for nothing. It's just S because both of his grandfathers had the middle name of an S. It was Ship and Solomon, so he didn't want to choose, so he just made it S.
That's my brother, too.
That's killer.
My brother Steve, his middle name is B.
Really?
The letter B.
Was he like a rapper in the
80s?
Esparza. They thought that sounded, my mom thought that had a ring to it.
Yeah.
That's why she gave him that middle name.
Stephen B. Esparza?
Mm-hmm.
Stephen B. Crazy.
Yeah, that's right. Stephen B. Crazy.
What epic poem told by Homer.
Lauren.
Oh.
Tells the story
Woods.
Of the Trojan War.
Odyssey.
The Odyssey.
Wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Iliad.
Ah, that's
there
what
you
I
go. You guys already got it wrong, though.
She got it
wrong.
I didn't say my name. Woods,
you
the
said
Iliad.
Odyssey the first
I didn't
time.
Say my name, though.
I'm like, I don't know.
You got
Simpsons.
It wrong. You got it wrong.
The Iliad.
Didn't count.
The Iliad.
You're the big okay. brain. I'm Brad.
You're smart.
What is an isthmus?
Oh, Woods. God, Woods. Woods. It's a body of water.
Nope.
No.
Mikey.
Mike?
It is like a peninsula. In fact, it is a peninsula.
Yes. What's on both sides of it?
Suez. It's the only one I know.
Guadalcanal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a narrow strip of land with water on both sides.
Oh, yeah. I was close.
Yeah. Isthmus of Suez. It's the only, I don't even know where that is.
I don't even know if that's a real isthmus.
It is a real isthmus.
Is it? It's an isthmus.
We should get Susanna to say it.
Susanna, say isthmus.
Isthmus.
Okay.
Take your retainer out and say this.
Isthmus of Suez.
Fantastic.
What was the name of the ship the pilgrims first took to get to the U.S.?
Really?
The Mayflower.
Mayflower.
I asked...
So easy.
When I read that question, I thought it was like...
You need to wait till the question is
okay,
done.
Fine. Okay, fine. Okay, fine.
Good Lord.
How many years...
Woods!
Say it! Say it!
Who am I?
How many
what?
Years... How many years is one term for a U.S. representative?
Woods.
Lauren.
8 years.
Wrong.
4 years.
Mikey.
Lauren.
2 years.
4 years.
Wrong.
2 years.
Mikey.
It is. It lasts their whole lifetime.
It is 2 years.
Ah, I knew it was one or the other.
2 years.
All right, one more.
You're so dumb.
You guys aren't that bad.
One more.
Okay, all right, I'm looking for a good one.
People are wrecking their cars right now.
Idiots. What is the difference between a homophone and a homonym?
Well, one doesn't like gays.
One likes boys, one likes girls.
One really has negative things to say about gay people.
The difference between a homophone and a homonym, Lauren?
A homophone is when a word kind of sounds like another word.
Mm-hmm.
A homonym is when a when something means almost the same thing as another word.
No.
Nope.
That's a synonym.
A homophone are words that sound the same, but they're spelt differently, like there.
Right.
Yes.
You know? And a homonym are also words that sound the same, but are spelt the same, like read and read.
Very good, Sienna.
Yeah.
Great explanation.
Is that my brain?
And now it's time for some old time radio.
Sheriff Tom, hurry.
Betty, where's your Uncle Pete?
We were held up, Tom. Three men. They took the Flying B payroll and headed up toward Pine Gap. And
this is real, by the way.
No.
This is real.
Oh my God.
From 1929, I believe.
Oh my God, I love it.
Now, let me tell you, what they used to do back in the old days is they didn't have TV. But they did have budgets, just like for TV shows now. They got big budgets.
Uh-huh.
So they would spend the dough on, you know, coconut shells to make hooves.
Yeah.
They'd have these giant productions.
They took Uncle with them.
Come on in the house, quick. We'll get the boys together and we'll go after them.
No, I'll take the...
When did anyone really talk that
That's
way?
The best guy they could find.
Yeah.
Get on the boys, quick.
Get me into town and get my car.
All right, Betty.
By the way,
that's genius.
I love that.
The name Betty has gone by the wayside.
100%.
Yes. My grandma's name.
1929, it was like, it was the Jaden of
the
time.
It was the Caitlin of...
It was Caitlin of 1925. It's like, oh, Betty. Wow. Oh,
Betty.
Wow. That's quite a name.
Floozy.
Yeah, floozy, yeah. Hey?
That's the car.
The phone. My gosh. Alexander Graham Bell's like, hello.
Yes, hello. May I help you?
Ring up the boys, man. Tell them to meet me at Pine Creek Forks.
You pervert. What is that all about? What is those things you're talking about there?
The Brian B. payroll's been robbed. Pete Bell has been kidnapped.
The whole payroll has been robbed. $14.25 for the entire staff.
Tell the boys to ride. Hey, George. Where'd you put that ammunition?
That's
really?
The same guy doing different
yes.
This is the same guy.
Hey, George. Where'd you put the ammunition?
Really?
I don't know.
It's in your desk.
It's
which drawer?
Why don't you ask Betty the floozy where'd you put the ammunition? And while you're at it, pay the entire staff their wages of $14.25.
The middle one.
Hello, May. They've gone. Have you got the other boys?
When did that stop?
I love it.
When did women stop talking like this?
When did anyone stop using this inflection?
Sounds like the top talker.
I know.
It's very difficult. I couldn't talk like that if I tried.
Woodsy, Google who's on first. Get the script of who's on first so that Tom Girl and I can do, we're going to do our old time radio.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Let me do it right now.
Some of them. I'm calling the blacksmith now.
Calling the blacksmith? It's the last time we did that.
Call the cobbler right now. My shoes are in need of a cobbling.
Honey, Rebecca.
Did you call the blacksmith this morning or what?
Babe, how many times do I have to leave you sticky notes for the blacksmith?
I thought you said goldsmith.
You left the damn stick in the butter churn again, too. I'm tired of this.
It's spoiled. You spoiled the butter because you left the churn in it. And I'm not going to pay for another freaking churn. We've already got blacksmith bills up the wazoo.
Maybe you send the boys down to Pine Tree Hill.
Lauren, it's Pine Tree Forks. You know that.
Bling, 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 bling.
Hello, guys. It's somebody calling from Pine Tree Inn. Is that Jacob Esparza there? We've got his cobbling done.
This is his mother. I'll come down immediately and pick it up. My name is Rebecca.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
I love old-timey radio.
Hello?
Payroll robbery. Meet the sheriff at Pine
Creek
Court. Pick up
Bill
and Frank on the way.
I didn't hear a word.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm sorry, but I understand your words are so.
Exactly.
I don't understand either.
Too busy blacksmithing.
Bunch of dorks.
Ahooga! Do you have the script?
Yeah, too.
And now it's time for Old Time Radio with a Tom Tom Girl. All right, Tom Tom Girl, I'm going to start. I'm going to be Abbott. You be Costello. We're going to do who's on first.
Who is Abbott and Costello?
I need to probably download it to her. Let me download it.
Download it to her. Abbott and Costello, old-time comedy duo. I'll be Abbott.
Comedic ability.
That's right. See, the problem with the Tom Tom Girl is that the Tom Tom Girl doesn't really have good inflection.
Or timing.
Timing.
I think I've got this.
All right, let's give it a try. I say, who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Tom Tom Girl, that doesn't sound much... That doesn't sound like a question. You have to do it with a question mark at the end of it. Like, you would say, are you the manager?
Raise your voice at the end.
Yeah, and raise your voice at the end. I say who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You gonna be the coach, too?
See, that's a question mark, too, Tom Tom. So you got to say, are you going to be the coach, too? Try it again.
Understanding. You gonna be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you don't know the fellows' names.
Well, I should.
Well, then, who's on first?
Sick song.
Yes.
I mean the fellows' name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing.
Who is on first?
I am asking you, who's on first?
She's not getting it.
She doesn't understand.
Not happening.
She doesn't get it.
She doesn't get the concept.
No.
And she doesn't really get, you know, she just doesn't have the inflection. It's not her fault.
No, she's a machine.
She doesn't understand. She's a machine.
I'm riding, Harry. Set that wagon all the way.
He's riding Harry.
That's your first problem, buddy. Get off of me.
Tom and Jerry.
This is the music I want us to start the show with. Get rid of Linkin Park. We get that.
He's back on the far side.
Really?
He's back on the far side.
He's adorable. What's he gonna do with the time?
So they're doing this bit, right? In a studio, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big room.
Just a big room and like...
And now, welcome to CBS Productions.
But I bet it wasn't that big a room. I bet they were like cramped in trying to do this whole drawn-out production.
Yeah, and you see someone literally with like a hammer banging on... Yes! Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My favorite parts where the guys all have the coconuts and they're all... There's like 12 of them. They're doing the coconuts.
Amazing. Pretty good.
We should...
Exhausting. Wow,
why
Jay.
Don't we go... There you go. There you go, Jay. Jay's riding a horse into the studio.
Woods, help me.
I'm on my way, pal. I'm on my way.
Hurry, quick. Let's get down to the creek.
Hang on.
You brought three horses with you, did you?
What are you trying to tell me, Flicka?
Flicka.
And when Jackie from Ramona.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to chime in on the whole British accent. Why did everybody speak funny like that?
Yeah.
It's because in the day when you were hired on as by an agent or by a studio, you were immediately sent to England for speech lessons.
Is that right?
Really?
Yes. Yes. That's why Betty Davis, who's from the U.S., or any actress in the day, or actor, they would say, Baha. But you've forgotten me.
It's Madonna's excuse.
Yeah.
It's this faux British accent. It's kind of like Madonna thing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they did that to actors and actresses now?
Oh,
like
my gosh.
Sending, Britney Spears or somebody, or she's not really an actress, is she?
I'm glad they
stopped
doing
that. That's the
first
actress that came to your mind.
Yeah. Well, descending
of all the actresses, Britney Spears.
But I was thinking of somebody like clownish, like her.
B. Arthur.
Like if she came back and was like, yeah, see?
Yeah.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
A little bit more relevant.
Yeah.
Megan Fox.
Oh, you can
all imagine if they sent Loretta Swit, you know, Hot Lips from MASH. Imagine if they sent her.
I hate all of you so much.
In there, too.
I know.
Get off of it. I can't hear you. Wait a minute. Now, what you say?
I'm cupping my hands over my mouth.
That is an example of what we do here on the Mikey Show. We are on hour 7.5. Trying to get my blood sugar kind of in order.
Even?
Regulated.
Look outside.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
What a great day to take the day off of work and just toss the football around.
Are we supposed to really pretend like we're just doing a radio show?
I'm so distracted.
You guys are real half-ass or?
Shut it.
I said.
We look better than you.
Yeah, right.
Look it, we're all done, like all, you know, looks like you put it on in a closet. Look at a transvestite avatar.
I just looked at myself in the mirror for the first time.
It's pretty.
I have not seen
gorgeous. One.
I told Nancy, our face painter, I said she was going to give me a butterfly or a princess or something. I said the point of this is to go out of our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Something that would make me look silly and yes. like I wouldn't normally do.
Yes.
So that's why I went with the Tony the Tiger.
Where did her business card go?
I've got her information right here.
Okay, cool.
It's Nancy, the airbrush artist, and it's Clown, Yoo-Hoo, and Company, located on Friars Road in Mission Valley. And you can contact them at 619-291-2720.
She also goes by the name Airbrush Annie.
There we go.
Airbrush Annie.
Woods. Airbrush Annie.
She does all Woods kinds of parties.
Looks like Gene Simmons' great-grandfather.
Yeah. It looks like Gene Simmons like got pneumonia or something.
Yeah, it's like... He tried out for Kiss, and it, you know.
Didn't work. Yep.
They were like, you got to perfect. You got to figure out what you are, pal. And then come back, and maybe in a couple months, we'll see you at CBGB's. But right now, we don't know what you are, dude.
I'm sorry, Mike, but you have blush on your cheek.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
No, that's
he's
about right.
He's got a number one right between his eyes.
Can I see a compact?
Yeah.
That's about
you
right.
You have pink and purple blush on your cheekbone, that's and it's right. really hard to concentrate. Yeah.
You're a butterfly.
Have you not looked in the mirror, Mike?
Butterflies are
looks like James Gum.
Right now he is. He's checking it out.
It's a butterfly.
You're checking it out as if it's something you see every day.
Look. James Gum.
Let's do the tuck.
I look precious. Would you F me?
Sorry, what?
I'd F me so hard.
Woods has black airbrush paint on his lips, so when he smiles, you can see the cracks in his lips.
Yeah, that
freaks me out.
I have yellow eyelids.
Oh, did you do that on purpose? Ew.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have jaundice.
That was an accident.
You look like the Joker.
All right, M1s. Here is our question to you. Stop
I
it.
I had to, dude. I'm sorry. Leave me alone, please. I had to do it.
I didn't see it.
I had to pick my nose.
Oh, gross.
I look fantastic.
So uncomfortable. My ears throbbing. I got pain all over me.
Lauren does look really good.
I look crazy.
Yeah, you do.
Lauren may be the best.
Yeah. She's like a tiger.
How long with this bit?
Why don't you just take it easy?
I want to go wash up.
I understand that. I understand that. I want to do a bet later.
What?
We have basketball out there.
Yep.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Pop a shot. I've beat Jay and Todd so far today.
Oh, you got... You know what? Mm-hmm. The time was running out, and we were supposed to run back in here, and I stopped.
Not my fault you didn't know the thing was running out.
I
one-handed, I was just boom, boom.
Oh, yeah. Boom, pop, pop,
it was
pop.
Money.
Bad mm-hmm. at those.
I'm pretty good at those. I'll take all of you.
William.
I'll try.
What about basketball, though?
That, too. Oh.
Wow. Getting creepy real good.
About that time.
What's it going to be like at 3 a.m.?
Oh, God. Even breasts. More subtle.
Yeah, just way subtle.
Can I motorboat you?
Just show them to me. Just once, please.
I find you to be very attractive.
It's 1:30. We got to wear this stuff till 2.
I'll go longer because I'm leaving early.
That's...
Well, late tonight.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, trying to help out, hey, so you guys don't hate me.
You're doing good. You're doing good. You're hanging, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm doing great. I feel bad that I'm leaving it.
I'll whip your butt at that.
I'll basketball. Let me take you right now, because I will.
You guys go right now. We'll wash my face.
No, Woods.
Come on.
No, till 2.
I did it way earlier than everybody else. You guys were talking to all the girls in here.
He has dried blood on his ear. I don't even care what Woods does.
Don't wash it off.
Yeah.
If you lose, you have to stay in the RV. Stay here.
Oh!
If I lose... Yeah.
Well, as long as I can have my baby.
Yeah.
I just need...
If I lose...
Well, what if I throw her off her sleep routine?
You should be... And Rebecca's going to be... And there's going to be people. Her mom. Everybody.
The baby has to pay.
Yeah.
I can't. She's 3 months old. I don't think she'll mind.
She won't.
4 months old.
What do I do? I'll shave my goat. I'll shave my goatee off completely. If I lose.
Should we wax it off?
If I lose...
I've never seen you without any facial
hair. Oh,
wow, without anything?
He's going to be hairless.
Please win, Mike. Please win.
I'll win. I wasn't... Dude, I didn't miss one.
I saw you.
I was pop. Poom, poom, poom.
And you were making baskets.
And this is great because it means that we'll have Sienna.
I haven't warmed up, but you know what? I'm going to be that confident.
All right. Can we mic this somehow?
I played basketball for a little while.
Yeah, we did need a mic.
Sienna has a big star in the middle of her forehead, and you have a number one. I don't know who to vote for.
What do we do? Are we just going?
Yeah.
What about the microphones?
Jay says he's got it figured out.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Oh, wow.
Do I have to stay here?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
On the air? Or you just personally can hear me?
Oh, I don't know. Put your headphones on, see if you can hear
me. I heard him. Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah.
All right. I've got a microphone here for you.
So what do? You just grab the balls?
Well, you can do it timed. You can do it timed.
Timed. Let's do it timed.
Oh my gosh, this is the most.
What is this called? It's like a basketball.
It's like when you're at an arcade and they have the basketball hoops, but this one has two hoops, so we can go at the same time.
All right, so we'll go, and it's like electronic, and so it will measure how many we get in a certain period of time.
Yep.
All right, how long do we have?
Hold on, it's not starting yet.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't either.
Why don't we just go?
Why don't we go one at a time?
Okay.
I wish somebody were here. Yeah. Oh, there are two.
Oh, two.
There you go.
Ready? And then it'll time us? We don't know.
Getting antsy.
Oh, wow. Dogs are
here. Why don't we just go and then you guys time us?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Countdown. How long until you have to go back?
Hey, yeah. Whoa. She already went.
Sure, I'm going. I already have one.
I had one.
I have two.
I had one.
I have three.
I got, oh gosh darn it.
I have four.
I do not have
one.
I have one. Mike. I had one, I thought. I have two. I have two.
I have six. I have seven.
I have three.
I have nine.
Whoa.
I have ten.
Darn
just
it.
Putting them up.
I have a...
Please.
Oh,
please.
11.
Oh my gosh.
12.
This, come on, no, Mikey.
12. This is the worst
idea.
What
are you doing?
Trying, 13. Jay. Trying.
Put it in the hole.
14.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, dang it.
15.
Are you kidding? Is she serious? How many do I have?
How many do you have?
And time.
I got 15.
That's disgusting.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Did he get any?
Bring it.
Did he get any?
Mikey, you know what you're doing, my friend.
That was horrific.
Oh, my gosh. Mikey just got pummeled.
Take that.
Sienna handled it.
Take that.
She handled it.
You know why?
Did
I won.
Your face?
I did it for Sage.
Oh. Rebecca's not happy.
He's the one that even offered
you
that.
Did you lose?
Yeah.
He did not.
Did you get like three?
No, I got more than that, didn't I?
You lost?
I got 15.
15 points?
Baskets,
15 baskets.
Dude, she got 50.
This video.
She smoked.
She was just putting them up one after the other.
This doesn't come off, by the way.
Oh.
You have to shave your goatee?
Oh. That stuff didn't come off your face, Woods.
You still see it, don't you?
What'd you use?
It's not coming off.
You just asked as if, like, maybe you thought there was a fleck there.
No.
It looks like you made love to a Smurf.
I said.
Papa Smurf.
I said it doesn't come off.
It
doesn't come off.
Oh, Vaseline.
What kind of soap did you use?
Let me grab my Vaseline.
Yeah.
Well, it's something that we could get at CVS.
Chris, Will, did you guys bring Vaseline?
I didn't hear you, Creed.
Well, Jay.
I just wondered if you guys have Vaseline.
Just run to my car. There's something.
Rebecca.
She's got wipes.
She brought wipes for me because I got to get changed at 5.
Okay, but we can't take ours off yet. Woods is just being a baby.
No, mine burns. My whole face is covered.
Oh boy,
your face burns.
You're so sensitive.
Get a couple more little stars on yours.
Huh?
Get a couple more little stars.
Honey, do you have a thing? And I'm gonna see if I can take it off with a.
On you?
No, I can't take it off yet.
No.
Aren't we going outside with it?
What? No.
No.
No, it's too much because we're going to be like, eh, and then, you know.
Look at those.
Okay, take a picture.
I thought
pictures.
You already took pictures.
Did you get your picture taken?
I haven't had mine yet.
I haven't taken my picture yet.
Oh, we got to take pictures.
They took pictures of me.
They took pictures of me.
We'll come in there right now and take pictures.
All right.
When are you going to shave your goatee?
Right now.
During the Christmas break or something.
No!
You're doing it today, my dear.
No. Next best of break?
Yes.
100.
Yeah.
Did you really think, like, you were going to take me?
No, I thought I was going to smoke you.
Yeah, I thought you were, too.
Cena, come over here. We'll get a picture real quick. Lauren?
We're taking pictures with our face paint. Yeah.
Woods has his off.
Well, we don't need him.
He already took pictures.
Mikey's going to replace me.
We'll
take it together.
Look at LOB is like adjusting her hair.
Yeah,
she's dressed like a tiger.
We got number one.
Oh, I'll do my tramp stamp. Hold on. I'll do my tramp stamp.
You get us all
3, 2, 1. One more just in case. 3, 2, 1.
We are ridiculous.
Yeah. Pose up the pictures on the
radio. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
I took my hair down for the picture.
Yeah,
I did. Airbrushed paint all over my
I know.
Face.
Like, you girls are like getting your hair like.
I was trying to look more like a tiger.
Hair.
Lauren looks hilarious.
Oh, man.
That was a great idea.
I look like the Frosted Flakes guy.
I didn't think someone was going to call it. I just said I like face paint. I'm sorry. You ever complain about every bit we do?
Yeah, like, do you ever lose
every small baby win one
time?
Got
a hole in my ear and my skin's on fire.
Jay was going to pierce his nipple.
Yeah, was gonna. Didn't.
Well, that's because you lost.
Did I?
Yes, you never
feel you lose anything.
I don't.
But you did, and you do.
No, I lost
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes you lose.
I lost that challenge to Jay that one time.
You ever just put Vaseline all over your face and it doesn't do anything?
Off. Oh, it's so red. It's burning.
Gosh, dude, you are a mess. I mean, just a mess.
Lauren,
Hi.
Look who's here.
Look who's here, Lauren.
Oh, baby.
Sage gets to meet another baby.
I'm worried that I'm going to scare her.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Why'd you take
this off? Well, we did pictures if you want to go change, if you want to go wash your face. I know. Now Carly's looking at me like, oh, what's that guy about?
It's just a butterfly.
Mike has a huge airbrush butterfly on his face.
She's really
scared.
Is
this off? Is it off? Is it off?
Are we on Woods. The radio still?
Woods.
I'm scaring her.
Nah. Woods, your makeup is the farthest thing
really?
From being off.
Mm-hmm. You have black all over your eyes.
More than likely.
Oh, man.
Is this sauna in here?
It's so hot.
570-1949. Okay, I got a topic for us. You ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Focus in.
They say that a guy's supposed to spend 2.5 months pay on an engagement ring. Is that fair or not fair?
It's fair.
That's so stupid.
So say you make like...
Depends on what you make.
$2,000 a month.
No.
So it'd be $5,000 on a ring, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I always heard 10%, I thought.
No.
I think that that's horrific.
What?
Why?
Because I think that it's an awful thing to have to put that much on a guy and like love and everything.
It's a stupid standard.
What do you mean?
No.
Commitment.
I say that it could be $600.
Get out of town, dude.
If that's what he can afford. Yeah. Right. He doesn't have to break the bank.
A month and a half is the standard.
Two and a half months.
That's about right.
That's a lot.
Well, don't you think? I mean, you know,
what's 60
whatever
divided
you
by
12? Can.
Five.
Five. Yeah.
Okay, so if you make $5,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
it should be.
Oh no,
seven
that's
and a half.
12 and a half. 12 and a half.
$12,500.
That's a little much.
$1,000.
You guys. I think it's a month and a half.
That's so
I think
wrong.
A month and a half.
Did the article say 2.5?
That's the rule.
2.5
Is
months.
It 2.5? It's just two. Rebecca says
2 months. That's awful.
That's a lot of
a
dough.
Dude makes $60,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to spend $10,000.
That seems a little crazy.
Seems so excessive.
Yeah,
especially because you get taxes taken out. So maybe
but it brings home 40.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
All right. Well, I think we just figured that.
Scratch her off the list.
But are there the would-be women out there that are like, these carrots do not equate to the salary that he makes. I'm getting gypped.
That would be really shallow of a girl.
I think it happens.
I have a rule for guys.
What?
Go more than she expects, and you're never going to get hurt.
Well, dude, what but is you that? Set How do you know
her, But you set her up. Because no longer are the days where somebody just goes and is like, hey, babe, you didn't know I was going to ask you to marry me. You know what I mean?
You don't know what she expects.
If you're smart, you're like, babe, if we got married, what kind of cut do you want? Do you want a princess cut? Do you want, you know that stuff.
No. I think that takes the romance right out of it. Dude, I didn't ask Rebecca.
You just guessed?
Yeah.
That's why she got a new ring.
She didn't.
That's why she wants a new ring.
She wants a new ring probably because she would want it bigger. Do you want a new ring? She doesn't want a new
That's
ring.
That's not what I heard.
Clown. Did you tell Jamie that you wanted a new ring?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
When we were at that benefit on Friday night, all three of us, you, me, and Woods, were talking to someone whose ring was about the size of my head.
About 106 carats.
And so it was a joke. Like, I was like, I want to
Right. That ring that she had on.
Was more than our house.
Yeah, the ring she had on was probably 6 carats.
Easily.
It was a baseball player's wife.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a giant.
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful ring. But, yeah, I can't afford a 6-carat diamond.
No.
Why?
And why should
you? I just borrow one of mine.
Even if you can afford it, don't break the bank for a piece of jewelry.
Piece of jewelry.
That is a lucky, lucky man. That's I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. I mean, look at me. I don't wear jewelry.
Jamie was like, I would take a ring out of a gumball machine. I don't even care. And I was like, well, that may be what you get. And she's like, well, I want something.
Yeah.
I want something. It's got to be nice. It's got to be nicer than my girlfriend's. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay.
M1 Sarah from El Cajon. You there?
Yes, I am.
Tell me about your ring.
Okay, well, first of all, my husband and I met through your show, Mikey.
I've told
you a few times.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my ring seriously costs $400. It's not even a ring. It's supposed to be the actual band. So I have a band that costs $99, and my actual ring costs $500. We did our whole wedding for under $1,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's awesome.
The moral of the story is that, seriously, if you love someone, who cares? Don't put monetary value on a ring. It's a symbol. Who cares?
I agree.
It doesn't make him love you less if he can't afford to get you a ring.
Bet Jay agrees, too.
I agree with that.
Easy.
My husband was actually out in Yuma on maneuvers, and he actually proposed over the phone because he was like, the time is right. I wanted to wait till I got home, but it feels right. I want to do it now. And I won't even get my ring till like 7 months later.
There you go. See? Exactly.
See, and I had originally heard that the whole standard for putting that much money aside was to show, like, the father, okay, I am so willing to commit and I'm so ready for marriage that I'm going to show you that I've been able to put this much money away. I make this much money. So that's where that standard came from.
Oh.
I don't know. You're wrong.
I have an idea.
What?
You guys want to play dartboard truth or dare?
100%.
Yes. I'm a little scared.
Oh, yeah. Watch out, ladies, over there by the dartboard. Oh. You might get winged.
How's it going to work? Because what we have is a regular dartboard.
What we have is a regular dartboard. We just need to figure out.
How about black? Black is truth, white is dare.
There you go.
Okay.
Let's do what's red and green. Bye, Mom. My mother-in-law's leaving.
Bye, Mama Jean.
Bye, Mama Jean.
Bye, Mama Jean.
Good to see you.
What did we decide?
Black is truth.
White is dare.
White is dare.
Black is the truth.
But what is red and green?
Pass.
Pass. All right, grab the darts. Who's up first?
Don't touch my darts.
Mama Jean's glasses.
Mama Jean's glasses.
No, those aren't. I don't think those are hers. Yeah, they were left.
I'll move that.
I get it.
I think the ADI people that were maybe left a pair of glasses.
You said that like a butterfly.
Who's going to shoot first?
Like
huh?
a butterfly.
Who's shooting first?
You go.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, wow.
Dartboard truth
what
or dare?
Is black
dare.
Is what?
Black is truth. White is dare. And he got...
That counts
black.
As black,
that's
right?
Black.
Black.
All right, truth.
Truth. Okay.
You ever peed in the swimming pool?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
How often?
More than once?
Every time.
Maybe you just asked me about your swimming pool.
As an adult? Did you pee in there?
I didn't pee in your
swimming pool. Oh my gosh, Mike, what would you have done?
Woods.
I might
No, not as an adult.
All right.
Is it, do they actually
it's called
make...
truth or dare, not lie or dare.
Yeah.
Do they make chlorine that changes color?
If, no.
I always heard that.
I know, that scared me as a kid.
Lie or dare.
Go ahead. That's black, right?
Yep.
Truth. Woods, if asked to, would you perform a striptease for Jamie in the presence of others?
No.
You would not do that.
Truth is not as fun as dare.
All right, throw.
Okay.
What happens if we miss the board altogether and say hit the wall?
Then like, you're just
immediate
goofball.
Dare. Immediate dare.
Immediate dare.
Then probably consider me a goofball.
Yeah.
You could do it. Truth or dare. No, you got dare.
Bring it on, people.
Climb up on this table.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
Make a seductive face and say, and I mean sell it, Sienna. Come on, baby. Light my fire.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
On the couch. On the couch.
On the couch?
Yeah.
Maybe not on the board.
Not on the board. No, it'll hold.
But we got liquid all over.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
But I mean, you got to sell it. Like, you got to be like, give it.
We want to hear it, though. That's what
I'm
saying. Give it. Right up on here.
You have to give it your all.
Here, we'll
make
it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Here she goes.
Oh, careful your head.
Oh, gosh.
That's your seductive pose.
Yeah.
What? There's not much room.
That's your seductive pose. Oh, my God.
My husband's like right outside.
You ever just criticize your teammates for everything?
Well, me?
I'm trying. I'm up.
She's
on
getting
here.
Into position.
I'm in the little, like, Come on, baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. No,
Jay
I mean,
just almost
sell it.
Sell it.
Sell it.
Come on,
baby.
You're freaking
me out.
Do it,
Jay. I don't think you're lying.
You got it. Oh my gosh, what's happening right now? What is happening right now? What is happening right now?
I'm gonna pee on the table. Come on, baby. Light my fire.
Yeah. Yeah, Sienna. I love it.
Oh.
Hello,
I love
baby.
You,
babe.
Take
the
sweater off. No, I'm not.
My husband's in another room, like, take care of the baby. Just listening
great.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
sure.
Let me get out of the way.
Yep. She just threw the dart into the poncho 4 feet from the dartboard.
I have a really bad throw.
From here, elevate.
Why don't you not throw with your feet?
I get afraid that I'm going to like hit somebody in the eye, so I always...
But there's no one over there.
Yeah.
White. Green.
It's in the white alley, though.
White alley.
White.
Okay,
white.
It's dare.
Oh, my gosh.
She'd rather have black.
Yeah, true.
Oh, well.
You know that. Sing We Are the Champions with as much passion as you possibly can. I mean, when you do this, it has to be like...
Okay, just the chorus? Because I don't know
yeah.
if I know... Wait,
I'm looking it up right now.
It's We Are the Champions, my friend, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. On the mic. But you must understand the spirit of this. Ella B, it is like...
Oh, gosh.
It is like from your gut.
My heart is pounding.
It's from your gut, and it's like... This is... You mean every word of this song.
It's like you're a 10-year-old Taiwanese boy on some game show somewhere.
Exactly.
That's exactly... Right,
I'm not going to look at any of you then.
It'd be like this.
Right. Oh, boy.
You hear how he's given it everything he's got? That's what you're going to do right now with We Are the Champions.
You ever just look like a tiger and sing We Are the Champions? Okay. Na, 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 na. I don't know that part.
No. Just do the We Are the Champions part.
There's no time for losers because we are the champions of the world.
Wow. I believed it.
Well done.
Could be a crackhead.
Could be a crackhead.
All right. She's terrified.
My turn.
Michael Esparza. Give me the list.
I went through all the first page.
Right. All right. Black is truth. White is dare.
Oh. Is that a dare, my friend?
That is truth.
Is it?
It is.
Barely.
It is.
Barely truth, but it's true.
True.
Ever just read forever? Highlighted one. Told you I read the first page. Ever just not listen?
Woods, say something.
Yeah, come Woods. On, Woods.
Come on.
It's radio.
What is
it? You want me to just read it?
Yeah.
Wow. It's only 28 hours, Woods, so.
Yeah. Well, I like the kid getting real comfortable over there.
Hey, Woods, you just want to finish the whole chapter?
Yeah.
I mean, really, with this? Have you ever gone a whole day without wearing an underwear, is what it says. I think Jay typed this list. I think it means any.
Have really? I ever gone a whole day without wearing any underwear?
Yes.
Yes.
You know that.
Really?
I was sweating that one.
What a D.
We should make it dare or dare.
Yeah, dare.
I have
or
fun.
Dare.
You want a dare?
I'll throw again.
Well, why don't we just say dare?
Hold
on, I'm going to read through these real quick. No.
Good Lord.
Oh, you don't want to do that one. We should let Rebecca do that one, though.
Oh, really? Boy.
Tell me my wife, though.
And she texted to her.
Oh, here we go. Give a piggyback ride to the player on your left. Rebecca.
Come on,
babe. Piggyback ride.
Piggyback ride. We should play Chicken Woods. I'll get on your shoulders. We could take them.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What if I fart?
Then it'll make for good radio.
I'm sure Rick R. Jackson's listening right now going, really? This is what you guys are going to do today?
Wow.
Right. Hey.
Ah, she's light. All right. And mission accomplished.
All right. You get it.
All right. Great job.
That's great.
That turkey jerky tastes like feet over there.
It tastes delicious.
Okay. Can I do it again? Can I do one more?
Sure.
Oh, let's have the kid do it.
You ever just hate the show you're on?
Watch out, Will. Here we go. Oh, black. Oh, wait, it's actually white.
Yeah, it's white.
It's mulatto.
Is it truth or dare?
Dare.
That'd be dare.
I told you.
Oh, you don't. I'm not comfortable with that.
This is kind of funny.
Oh, great.
We sent him in the hallway. And he has to run around once, you know, through the thing, screaming, my wife has run away. Please help.
I got a mic out there.
What?
We got a mic out there.
We do?
Yeah.
I can set it up real quick.
All right.
My wife has run away. Please help.
How about my wife has left me?
No. Screaming.
Yeah.
Screaming.
We have a mic, right?
Mic. Do I have to turn that up somewhere?
That's a good question.
Yeah, ask Jay if I have to turn it up on the board somewhere.
Jay, does he need to turn it up on the board?
No, can you guys hear me on the mic?
Yeah, I can hear it.
You can?
Loud and clear.
Perfectly.
Okay. So I'm going out in the hall.
Yeah, put it out in the hall.
Scream. You better scream. My wife has left me. Please help. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's doing it. My wife has left me. Please help. Scream louder. My wife has left me, please.
He's doing this with a Batman airbrush on his face.
That's true.
Job well done. Oh, job well done.
Really?
God, that was funny.
Wow.
I think our general manager hates us.
Yes.
Probably.
Reconsidering this whole thing.
This is what I pay for.
Yeah. Who's next?
I'll go.
Yep.
Black is true.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Good job, bud.
It's better than hitting the hat.
Okay, all right. That's two times you couldn't make things stick.
And you were telling Lauren how
I was in a dart league.
By were you?
Yep.
Greetings.
Truth.
Yep. If you woke up one day, Woods, found out you were invisible. It's the first thing you'd do.
Mm. Playboy Mansion. You'd go to the Playboy
no
Mansion.
No hesitation.
Yeah, Playboy Mansion. Thought about it a million times.
What if Hef was the only guy home?
Well, that's disgusting.
What about like a college dorm?
Oh, Jay.
Oh, wow, Jay.
I'm just throwing that out there.
What about a high school locker room?
I'm just saying.
What about field hockey practice?
What about the dressing rooms at the Brass Plum? I would take, I'd get in my van and go down to the park where the little girls play.
Gross. All right. That was, bye.
How about we play some buzzwords? It's my favorite game.
Let's play buzzword.
I love it so much.
Where's Sienna?
I don't know.
Is she milking?
She had a baby.
Milking.
She had a baby.
I think you're supposed to say pumping.
Pumping. Feeding. She's feeding.
Feeding. Is she milking?
Milking.
I admit this, Greg.
Can you milk me?
Can you milk me?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I love buzzword. Buzzword is, he'll give us a buzzword, and you call 570-1949, and you're going to pick either me, Sienna, Woods, or no. Lauren, and you'll win a prize.
No, Sienna.
She's coming, right?
Oh, I don't know. I think she's pumping.
Oh, okay.
She's milking.
I got to do this.
KBZT San Diego. You're listening to the Mikey Thon for Rady Children's Hospital on FM 94.9.
The following takes place between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m.
Hour 8. Hour 8.
Hour 8.
Only 20 hours left, guys.
Yeah. One can down.
You did a whole can of snuff.
One down. Oh. I got four to go. I mean, I'll have to, but they're there.
Do you chew four cans of snuff a day?
No.
Oh, you just have them just
I
in
have
case?
Them because I knew we were here.
Okay. So just in case.
I brought five and one is done. Oh.
You won't. How many do you think? You'll go through
I'll
two?
I'll get through three easy.
Wow.
Three easy, maybe four.
Oh.
What do you usually do in a day?
About a can. A little less than a can.
You're just doing it out of, like,
because you can't smoke.
Compulsion?
He can't smoke. Mm.
Yeah.
He's addicted to nicotine.
I'm addicted to, nicotine. Real good. Love tobacco.
Okay, so Jay.
Yep.
Sienna is pumping.
Here she comes. Hey, Sienna, you going to play the game with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
She says
you
yes.
You just hate the show you're on, Sienna?
M1HB is in the parking lot. How you guys doing out there?
How's everyone doing?
Nice.
I'm doing good.
The weather got better out there. Who do you want to pick for this? You got it. Hang on the line. Then we got M1J Mac from Miramar. Who do you want?
What's going on, buddy? You, Mikey.
Okay, hang on. Next up, M1 Minda?
Ninja.
Minda from Mira Mesa. Who do you want?
Ninja.
Ninja.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh, Ninja. Ninja. Okay, Ninja. Who would you like?
Love LOV.
You got it. And
she'd love you back.
M1 Marcella from San Diego.
Hi.
Hi, you have Sienna.
Perfect, thank you.
All right, you got it. Hang
she
on
wants
line.
Sienna.
She's a kind, never mind.
She wants Sienna.
All right,
Sienna
now.
And Sage can help.
Now, yeah. I hope this doesn't scare Sage.
It's gonna.
I was thinking you should put your hands over her ears when people, especially when Woods is screaming at you.
Yes, we got to scream.
Scare.
Should be cool.
Okay. All right, so what's the buzzword?
Okay, the buzzword is... Pay. P-A-Y.
Got it.
P-Nuttity. Candy bar.
Payday.
P-Nuttity.
That's what it says on here.
Maybe it says P-Nutty.
No, it's N-U-T-T-Y.
Yeah, nutty. Not nuttity.
No, P-Nutty.
It's P-Nuttity.
P-Nuttity.
I think it says teen nudity.
I think it's
teen nudity. Y'all say P-Nudity?
No, it's... All right, guys. Team nudity.
Team nudity.
Teen nudity.
Here we go. Dig until you get a lucrative outcome.
What? Pay dirt.
Wow. I never heard that expression in my life.
You hit pay dirt? Where does pay?
Pay.
Okay.
Let's keep score here.
Two Woods.
No, one
Mike,
and one. And one
Woods, one. Weird.
Where does pay?
Fork over a couple of
pay
limbs.
Up!
What'd you say, Mikey?
Pay up.
That's what I said.
Wood said it first.
Wood said it
pay
louder.
Up. Pay up.
Yeah.
We both.
What is it again?
Fork over.
Fork over a couple of limbs.
Pay an arm and a leg.
Thank you.
Oh, very good. Oh, man.
Pay
so
up.
Now, Mike, does that mean that Mike and Woods are now at zero?
No, I lost
you
one.
Got it.
I lost one. He didn't.
Lauren is
I yelled
tied
first.
With one.
Here we go. Don't let your mind wander.
Pay attention!
So, Woods 2, Mike 1, me 1. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hate this game.
He's good at this.
Here we go. Bribery.
Payoff!
What'd you say?
Payoff! Yeah.
Really?
Mikey?
Bribery.
Bribery.